It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. And I'm joined now by Meredith Summers. Washington Times reporter extraordinaire, who is working on, she's kind of been covering flu season for the Washington Times, and I noticed in today's paper you have a piece entitled, A Flu That Won't Go Away. What? That's pretty scary. What do you mean it won't go away?
It is a little bit scary. It has continued to spread. Last time we spoke, upwards of 30 states were reporting widespread flu-like illness, which means more than half the state is suffering from this. And now we're up to 47, including Alaska, which is like 4 hours by plane away. Hawaii's got it. Unless you want to live in Guam, that's about the only place you can go. Well, no, oddly enough, the D.C.,
yeah,
California, and Mississippi are the only places that are reporting just a little bit less than widespread. But
no kidding.
In between regional and widespread is only a couple people. So,
all right, now what's this about being so bad that some people don't even want you to high-five another person?
That, yes. So when I came in last time, there were a couple hospitals that were setting up those triage tents to, you know, just help people who have the flu to get on their way, and more important, well, not more important, but, you know, guys with gunshot wounds or people having heart attacks to get in.
Yeah.
But, yeah, more places, just because people are getting sick, are trying to, you know, go to the greatest lengths to keep people healthy. And so there's a soccer club in New York City. You know, there's like 700, you know, kids in this, you know, in this league. And so instead of high-fiving, because that's how you spread germs, as we know, they're having kids bump elbows.
Okay. But for the most part, no touching of the hands.
No touching of the hands
there
at church. You know, they're saying maybe don't shake hands during, you know, certain parts of the service, or, you know, drink from the same cup. And so even God apparently gets the flu.
Yeah. In some of the states that have reported a high number of people coming down with the flu, they're saying it's dropping off a bit?
Yeah. Amidst all of this, even though it's you know, it's a busier flu season,
yeah,
people are keeping their fingers crossed that we might have seen the peak. There's no saying yes or no on that, but it dropped down from, I think it was like 29 states saying, oh my gosh, it's really, really bad. Now it's only 24 states saying it's really, really bad. So it's still really bad, but not as many people are saying it's really bad.
What's different about this strain? Do you know, or is it too technical for the average person to understand?
Well, from what I've gathered, this is the same sort of flu that hit people pretty bad in 2003, 2004. This isn't H1N1. It just happens to be, it's a common flu, but it's one that, I was talking to a doctor yesterday who said, you know, it's sort of like the cold. It's always changing, and which is interesting. So the vaccines that they have now, you can never have the vaccine for the current flu. It's always sort of a gamble, you know, based on the previous years. And so fortunately, the CDC made a vaccine that matches this year's flu. But, it's a common one, and people are spreading it rapidly because it's the holidays. People are staying inside close to people. And so that's how it's getting around so fast.
So the effective rate, if I read correctly, is only about 60%?
Only about 60%. Although, if you do end up getting the flu, because it takes a couple weeks for the vaccine to kick in, doctor said it won't. You might get off a little bit easier as opposed to not getting the vaccine, and then you're, you know, really laid out for 10, 12 days.
I read some of your reporting on some of the clinics, some of the hospitals in the area having long lines, and in some cases the vaccine not being available at all.
Yep.
Is there a plan B if you can't get it?
There's that Tamiflu, which is over-the-counter medicine. And so, for example, the Minute Clinics at CVS pharmacies in the D.C. area, the spokesman for those clinics said, we're pretty much all out except for a couple sporadic places. Some grocery stores are out because people just go, and a lot of doctor's offices are turning people away because people just want to come in and get their shot. And so you can get the Tamiflu, and that will help a little bit, but the best protection is the vaccine.
Okay. Getting back to the folks lining up outside the door, did you talk to anybody standing in line waiting for flu shot?
I did. Yesterday, the Laurel Regional Hospital, anybody who lives in Prince George's County, there's another flu shot clinic next week at Prince George's County Hospital. There was a line starting at about 2. The clinic started at 2 and went till 7, and organizers said there was a line out the door. And I went there to visit, and within the hour I was there, they had already had 100 people through. And
wow.
When I was there for about 40 minutes, there was like, when you did the math, it was like one person every 2 minutes coming in. Yeah. So it was some older people because, you know, very young children and people 65 and older are the most susceptible to it.
Yeah.
So a lot of those.
Probably really expedite the process if they just use the same needle. But I guess you shouldn't do that. Yeah,
I think there might be a couple of rules against that.
Yeah. All right. Big question. You know what it is. Did you get it?
I didn't get it.
You did?
Andy, let me just tell you, I'm not very good at it. The spokeswoman had to hold my hand and they had to give me water. The guy sitting next to me was like, you're very dramatic. I'm just not very good with needles, Andy. So it took a lot of...
Wow.
But I figured it'd be really, really humiliating for the reporter who does the flu to get the flu.
I got it.
If anybody goes and gets it, it's really not that bad.
Right.
It'll be a little sore. And they said, you might feel a little bit, you know, crummy. I feel fine today, but it's the dead virus.
Is it sore?
So, yeah, it's a little bit sore.
It is, really.
I'm also just milking it for what it's worth. I asked my editor if he would transcribe my story, and he looked at me.
And his response was probably...
It was deathly glare that probably could have killed a virus on its own.
All right, well, keep me posted as to any new developments as we go forward.
I will.
And
Wait a minute. Did you get your vaccine?
No, I did not.
Andy.
I did not.
You're going to make me sick.
My doctor was out of the vaccine.
Oh, really?
And he suggested that I find it, but I haven't found it. But then again, I haven't really been searching. I got
to
be honest.
All right. Well, go to this free clinic next week. There's some around. Or
I have to work for a living.
That's true.
You know what I mean? See, that's the problem. You know, I don't like this working thing because it gets in the way of all kinds of things, including getting a flu shot, you know. But anyway.
Well, all right, stay healthy.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, thank you very much for the update. And I'd high five you, but I guess that's
against
the rules
right now.
Yeah, no,
we just have to bump. We can bump microphones maybe.
Yeah, there
oh, no,
we go.
That's probably even worse. Just
probably
everywhere.
So. This place is probably
ground zero for the influenza.
Infested with all kinds of bad things.
Radio show.
Thanks, Meredith.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Meredith Summers of the Washington Times, 4:45, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.